The U.S. Customs Service believes it has uncovered a scheme to sell phony Kona coffee, coffee that is labeled as Kona from Hawaii, but actually is a much cheaper, more ordinary bean from Panama or Costa Rica. A coffee distributor in California, Michael Norton, has been arrested and charged with fraud involving millions of pounds of coffee sold with improper labels, sold to coffee retailers around the country, including Starbucks. Mr. Norton's attorney denies wrongdoing, saying, "Is all French bread baked in France?" That is a logic that would escape Cecilia Smith, a coffee grower in Hawaii, and the president of the Kona Coffee Council.
The definition of Kona coffee, as we agree to and as the state standards say, coffee grown in the north and south districts of Kona, and coffee is graded by size, and so a certain grade and above is referred to as Kona coffee, and below that grade, which is a small grade, it's XXX, is not considered Kona coffee. So it's been here for 170 years. It's very happy here, and it grows very well.
If you buy some Kona and take it home and grind it up and brew it up, what is that taste sensation that you're supposed to get with Kona?
Okay, the sensation is kind of chocolatey. I don't know another way to say it, but it's chocolatey. It's a very mellow, smooth kind of flavor. It goes down easily. It's aromatic, too, so, you know, it has a nice drawback to it. It shouldn't be harsh, which, you know, I suspect some inferior beans are harsh and kind of, I don't know, oily or something. But the Kona coffee should be a mellow, creamy, even taste, good body, and aromatic. It's just a really full-tasting coffee.
Are you surprised at this counterfeiting scheme, apparently, that's going on with Kona coffee?
Am I surprised? I think there's money to be made. Obviously, someone attempted to do it fraudulently, but no, because there's such a limited supply and there's such a high demand.
But have you known that something strange was going on?
Rumors have gone around for a while, but there's so many rumors in this industry that it's really hard. But I've heard the rumors, and yes, of course, I was surprised.
What is the situation when somebody, let's say it works right, and somebody's buying Kona coffee? There are two things. One is a Kona blend, one is 100% Kona?
Right. Kona blend only needs to have 10%, and that was legislated, 10% Kona coffee in there and 90% beans from any other place. It's only a blend of Kona with other stuff. It's not a blend of Kona coffee, which is what people often think it is.
Okay. Now, if you look at a bag of that, is that really clear that it's 10% Kona beans and 90% other coffee?
There is supposed to be a label attached, and there's a certain size that's supposed to be the exact size that the word Kona is written. And the label is to say, no less than 10% Kona coffee contained in this bag. And there is supposed to be a sticker on the bag or as large as the word Kona is printed on there.
And if it is 100% Kona coffee, what does it say?
It proudly says, and it may even have our sticker, we have 100%, but it says 100% Kona coffee, pure Kona coffee, and often carries our Kona Coffee Council seal of 100%.
Aren't you worried, though, that people will just say, well, oh, why bother? I'll buy Jamaican Blue Mountain or just pay a lot less money and get good coffee someplace?
Well, they could do that. But, you know, with 2 million pounds are produced, the demand is so high, we could sell it all in our state if we wanted. So whatever ekes out, frankly, as a farmer myself, I don't think I worry about that as much. I hope it doesn't happen, but I know that's all I grow is Kona coffee, and 2 million pounds a year are real. And so, you know, I don't know. I'm not worrying so much about that. I think it temporarily will dampen the industry, but there are so many of us that are honest that you just can't all agree that that one person or that purportedly that one person has done something wrong. We all are. We're not.
Cecilia Smith, Kona coffee grower on the Smith Ranch in Hawaii.